We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, happy Monday morning, starting with that sound. Isn't that amazing, instead of us talking and having sound about somebody having a great game and unbelievable day and I guess that belonged, to, by the way, to Devin Booker, who was just sensational in their game one. But here we are, day, you know, Father's Day watching, and we're looking for the train wreck instead of
you're right.
Instead of something
it's
good
true.
Here, man.
It's true.
But everybody talking about Ben Simmons, who just, you can break it down a zillion ways. My man, absolutely in that game, his confidence from what has previously happened was gone. He can't make free throws. He can't shoot to the point he didn't shoot because he can't shoot. Took four shots. 2 of 4 from the field. Just absolutely passed a dunk in like that was the talk. Passing on a reverse move to the basket instead of dunking it.
Over Trae Young, by the way, too.
Yeah,
over Trae Young. You got to throw that in the mix because Ben Simmons about 6'10". Trae Young's what, 6'1"?
Yeah.
And like this was like an easy dunk. This is not like Trae Young's going to get up like Wade used to and block somebody, you know, the 7-footer and have that. This was an easy like lay-in, a nothing dunk, a nothing lay-in, and he passes it up, and that might have been, if not the difference of the game.
Well, again, he has no confidence. I mean, his confidence
zero.
Is shot. We've been talking about it. Everybody goes, why didn't he work on it in the offseason? I think he does, man. There's no way you can be that bad shooting free throws and mid to long jumpers as a guard. Because we've seen guys get better. We talk about this all the time. We've seen guys improve their stuff by working at it as they get older, understanding. And right now, Philly, I mean, they got exposed by Atlanta that Big Ben just can't play. 5-year, $177 million, and can't shoot. And Doc Rivers... Wasn't it like 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, Ben says if you guys think Ben's the problem, you guys really don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you shouldn't be writing and
right.
all that stuff. And now he's like, I don't know, man. We're going to have a long private talk, and he's going to have to spend time in the gym, which is never good when you're a pro. I mean, you get that you need to spend time in the gym when you're like 18, 19. You know, you're in college, you're in high school.
Not when you just got signed to a max deal for your team.
And you've been in the league a few years now, and you're like, look at man, I don't know what you do in the offseason. I don't know if you're still chasing around Kardashians in a $250,000 car out in L.A., but whatever it is, you need to make sure your number one priority is shooting a basketball and getting your confidence back. I don't know how this goes. We've seen guys can't make throws from second baseman. We've had two or three second baseman could make routine throws to first, had to quit. We've seen pitchers can't throw strikes, had to quit. We've seen guys lose their confidence doing things. Kickers, classic field goal kickers. Those guys miss one in a big game,
right.
And they're shot. They could go unbelievable, miss one in a big game in the playoffs. They come back the next year, and the demons follow them around all offseason, and they don't get any better. And Ben Simmons is that guy right now. Ben Simmons is, I mean, I never thought Atlanta was going to be Philly. Once I found out Embiid was going to play,
right, that
and
was
he
the
looked
difference.
Okay, yep. I thought, man, there's no way. So pretty interesting, huh, that you'd be talking about Milwaukee and Atlanta in the Eastern Conference Finals. Just crazy, crazy
just what
stuff.
Everyone thought, right? That was the prediction by everybody, right? Yeah. Atlanta would get this far, and Milwaukee would be hosting games in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, and both these the knock on both these teams has been, you know, they don't have experience, they haven't been there. Milwaukee's had their own demons trying to get there and what Miami did to them last year. And Atlanta threw this team together, fired their coach, who had a losing record to where they are right now. I mean, you could not make this up. By the way, Trae Young wasn't even that good. He did hit a big three in a game yesterday, and obviously he makes all his free throws. He was 5 of 23. 5 of 23, and they still won that game.
Right. But the difference is his confidence and the way he plays. I just think people seem to feed off of him. You know, and by the way, I love that he's embraced that villain role, and he's always got something to say to the fans in the front row and everything.
I really have enjoyed watching him play,
but I just think his confidence, you know, I mean, even if he doesn't play well, it's not like that look on Ben Simmons' face last night towards the end of that game, and he does the poker face somewhat well, but man, you could just tell he was so rattled, especially when he was heading the line at the end of that game. I almost felt bad for him.
Trae Young now has went into Madison Square Garden into Philly and shut down both places.
Yeah.
That's a lot for an NBA player right there in two of the biggest arenas or two of the biggest markets that we have in the NBA and went in there and shut that crowd up. Game 7 on the road. There's no way, especially if you told me he's going to be 5 of 23 shooting, 2 of 11 for three-point land, that this team is going to win in Philly in a Game 7. No chance.
Just incredible stuff yesterday to watch. And by the way, the other game, Devin Booker show, and through three quarters, Paul George, too, was just sensational. But Devin Booker, throughout the whole game, goes for 40 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. Just a big old triple-double, and said, hey, Chris Paul, I'm going to take over here till you get back. And supporting cast did a nice job, but he was just knocking down shots and just unbelievable one-on-one and all the things he did. And by the way, while we're at it, man, I always like to give anybody from South Florida a shout-out when they get good things happen to them. James Jones, Executive of the Year. So congratulations to him. If you didn't know this, he's running the show for the Phoenix Suns and has put together and took some heat for some of the picks who have become really good role players. Done a really, really nice job. So good for him, man. Always wonder what he would do after, because he's always been a really, real smart guy, and the players have looked up to him, and he's doing it, man. He's doing what he was meant to do. Goes to Phoenix to run the show and is just doing unbelievable.
Done a great job there.
Congratulations to a born and raised Dade County guy, man. Just unbelievable. One of the few guys to get the hat trick down here. High school in Dade, college in Dade, and played professionally for the Miami Heat, too. So a lot of good stuff for him. And then, of course, the other story is watching the back nine at a majors on a Sunday. It's fun to watch, see who's going to play well. Our boy DeChambeau.
Unless you're DeChambeau, right?
DeChambeau had looked like he had about an 18 handicap yesterday on that back nine. He was spraying it everywhere. His chips were – nobody was safe on the back nine. He was just awful. I mean, he went from tied, one behind, and then it just blew up on him, and he was just terrible. But Johnny Rombo, man, who, by the way, very seldom happens – unless Tiger was playing, where we said, hey, the favorite's going to win. And everybody had John Rahm, the way he'd been playing, DQ'd less than 2 weeks ago for the COVID-19 after having a big old lead going into Sunday. Finished his round on Saturday, and they said, hey, man, got bad news for you. You've been DQ'd because of COVID-19. By the way, do you ever think we say that? DQ'd. Because of COVID-19. Not a ball moving and you forgot to report it or any of the crazy golf rules that they have. So John Rahm made two unbelievable pressure money putts, with one having unbelievable amount of break on it, and just hit a great putt. Birdie 17 and 18. So he comes back. Oosthuizen. Old Louie, who looked like he had the lead, was going to hold on, ends up losing that thing. Which, by the way, he's got a record now that He's won a major, so he's off the, you know, greatest player to not win a major, which you never want in golf.
Right,
bad list to be on. But he has now been going in to this tournament, Zach, he's been a runner-up in every major. Those are tough, right?
Now, even though you're
like,
you know,
it's like you get. I mean, it's big paycheck in the major for second place, but that's these guys make a lot. He makes a lot of money, so he has got to be saying, "Wow, it's great." So he now has 5 second place finishes in majors, but
that's tough to do. But that's a tough one to swallow.
Oh
right?
Yeah, jeez. Man, John Rombo coming back yesterday, and we couldn't take him, man. We were talking about guys we could take, and well, let's not take the favorite, and my guy, along with a bunch of other guys, kind of disappeared on that back nine. McIlroy, DeChambeau, of course, just led the charge. He was just literally, I don't know if he could have beat some club pros out here on that back nine yesterday. It was
it was bad.
That course now, listen, that course is not for the average guy, although there's guys out there listening this morning. Oh, I'd love to play that, Joe. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you make a few pars, but that thing would chew you up.
Right.
Your partners you'd be playing with would say, will you please pick that thing up? Give yourself any score you want. Enough, man. I mean, these guys.
How many balls are you going to lose in that course?
Oh, I'd end up picking up more than that.
Right.
Well, first of all, the ball would go in the rough. And if you don't have all those people out there up and down the fairways, you never know where the ball was. There was a guy lost his ball, bounced off the sidewalk. He lost it in a tree yesterday. He was in a running, and they're going and they're looking all over, and all the people, you know, a ton of people there are pointing up, and they could see the ball up there, and they go, "That's your ball." It literally bounced and went up into the tree, and never came down. So yeah, those U.S. Opens are they make them nasty.
Not easy, right?
Players bitch about it, but they know if you win that bad boy, you played some serious good golf. They make it rough. They don't want They don't want low scores winning that thing. And again, yesterday, John Rahm with some big ass clutch putts, man. Just incredible. We got a lot of stuff to get to, man. A lot of stuff to get to here. Marlins finally going to be back home after hitting the road and losing 2-0 yesterday. But boy, Adam Duvall, what a couple of games against. You talk about jacking your numbers up in 2 games against the Cubs. He did it. We'll tell you all about those numbers. Got a lot of other stuff from the weekend to get to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Doc was asked, do you think Ben Simmons will be a point guard here next year? He said, I don't know the answer to that. Would you be willing to consider a position change to, you know, be a forward if you stay in Philadelphia or even if you went somewhere else?
I'm going to do what I got to do and work on my game to get better. I mean, I'm not really – that's not my focus right now. We lost game 7. So never let the highs get too high and the lows get too low. So for me, more work, get my mind right and my body right for next season, do what I can control.
What is incorrect about what he said?
If I play game 1 and 2 and I know I'm not helping my team out, what you think I'm going to do in game 3? Don't take you 7 games to realize that. I don't want to hear that, man. I'm not going with that.
So what should he have said tonight?
I like what he said, but if you, like, you can't – don't take 7 games for you to know you are not playing right. Get right. He's not getting double teamed. Get right. Be aggressive. That's all I want. Just be aggressive. I don't want to hear all that. Stop that. Cut it out.
The Atlanta Hawks knocking off the Philadelphia 76ers.
He was in my locker room. I would have knocked his ass out.
The 96.
Okay.
You do what?
I ain't laughing. What you mean, what?
He's in his locker room.
You do what?
I don't want to hear that, man. Get out of my face with that. Oh, I didn't.
I ain't mad yet. I know he would. I've heard the stories.
What?
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J.
Well, those guys on TNT, they don't hold back.
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Somebody was going to bury Ben Simmons on that show.
By the way, 33, 35.5, 38, 40.3. The next 4 years on Ben Simmons' contracts in millions of dollars that team owes him. This team is so cap-strapped for the next couple years with Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid that if they need to make a move, there's only one move to make. And who's taking Ben Simmons right now? And you're not getting the same thing back, not even close.
Nope. So the NBA, it's great when you got a guy who can defend. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Bam, Jimmy, it's great. It really is. I'm talking about all of them making the all-D team, being defensive player of the year, which, by the way, is up with Gobert up in Utah a lot. He's had it a few times. When it all gets down to it, this league's about offense, man.
Right.
It's about scoring. It's great that you can get stops, don't get me wrong, and you can shut a guy down. We talk about Kawhi shutting guys down late in games. That's all great. But Kawhi can also hit you for 30.
Right, or 40 in a night. Come on.
And you're not getting that, and it's hard to have you out there. And, of course, everybody does it. We all do it. Five-year, $177 million extension. We all know it's out there. And the other thing is they were playing – so far off him yesterday, it almost like illegal defense. It looked like his own. The guy dropped back down in the paint,
right.
And he still – think about that.
Right.
He could have taken jump shots from a foot back of the free throw line, and they're going to be wide open looks.
All game long.
And he doesn't trust those, let alone doesn't want to get fouled. By the way, one of the reasons he didn't go up to dunk the ball over Trae Young on just a great reverse move, did everything, and then decides to pass it to another guy. And then Trae Young goes down the other end, by the way, and hits the three, which are big.
Killer,
big.
Right.
And everybody brought it up, Joel Embiid. And I think everybody's been playing nice. But when you're out and you look at it, and now you have a chance to look back and go, he can't shoot free throws, so he kills us there. So that stops him from playing the way he wants to play because he doesn't have confidence to take it hard to the basket.
He wasn't even in at the end of the game.
He's going to get fouled. And then he can't shoot threes, which, okay, some other guys can't shoot threes. But you take four shots in the game, and including one at 6'10 that you just got to be able to dunk, or if you don't want to dunk it, lay it on. His confidence is
gone?
Well,
is that a good word for it?
Way past that. Right. I mean, I don't know how you get it back, by the way. I know there's sports psychologists out there who, by the way, I always thought just work with golfers. And by the way, there was a great call yesterday on the U.S. Open. I don't know how much you guys watched. Speaking of that, because that topic came up with them. And they're going, yeah, John Rahm, all he does is show up by himself. His swing coach comes with him, sometimes comes over, but outside of that, that guy is just, he doesn't have a sports psychologist with him and a putting coach and a stretching coach. And I didn't realize this guy, Paul Azinger, was doing the color yesterday. And he came out and just said, yeah, these guys got four or five guys that travel with them for all these events. Like literally you go, all right, putting coach time. Okay. Driving coach, okay, my swing coach, come over here. Hold on, guys, I got to go see my stretch coach. But wait a minute, I got to go meet privately with my psychologist to help me that one shot at a time, positive thoughts, put yourself in a good place, let the bad shot go, zone in on the next one, and all that stuff. And I was like, my God, some of these top guys, how much money are they spending?
Right. Specialists.
When you start talking about all these guys that are now part of traveling to these big tournaments with these guys. And so, yeah, man.
Not Rombo. I love that name, by the way.
Not Rombo, man.
I love that name.
Yeah, he put that on the hat yesterday. I was cracking up, man. So, anyway, he's our U.S. Open, gets his first championship, gets off that list of great players that haven't won a major, and there's a bunch of them out there that have been around a long time that are on that list from this country as well as other countries that are still looking to get that first one. So anyway, we got all that. And, of course, I got to get to this story. So the Marlins are off today. And they'll open up against Toronto, which, by the way, is he's got this Guerrero Jr. who's just ridiculous what he's doing right now. Adam Duvall in back-to-back games, and they just kill Chicago. Kill the Cubs the first two games. They lose yesterday, get shut out, which, by the way, makes no sense the way they've been swinging, especially. Adam Duvall in two games had 4 home runs and 10 RBI in their 2 wins. 10 RBI. So he jumps up all of a sudden. He's swinging the bat better recently after being under or right at 200, gets his batting average up to 216, which, let's be honest, 216 isn't going to get y'all excited. But he's got 16 home runs and 52 RBI on the season, right there at the top in those numbers off of those two games. And you talk about going from 42 to 52 real fast, throwing a grand slam in there and what he's been able to do. And so, yeah, you got a guy that's like not going to have his batting average is just at the end of the year. Is not going to be 260, 270. And yet he could have this kind of batting average, 220, 225, maybe 230. And there's a good chance he's going to have way over 30 home runs and drive in 110-plus RBI on this season, the way he's going right now.
And bat 210.
Yeah.
You know, see what the 215, whatever it is, right?
It is crazy. They go 2-4 on the road trip because they did end up beating the Cubs and took that series, even though they lost yesterday and lost to St. Louis, got swept in St. Louis.
21 runs in the first two games and then 0 in the third.
Yeah, well, listen, and that's been the problem is there's been a lot of wasted really good pitching so far. Alcantara, Rogers, and Lopez have been really good. Now, I'm not trying to all of a sudden get you to go to games or anything, but they got 3 young pitchers, even though a lot of those guys are banged up, a lot of other guys that aren't pitching, trying to get them healthy and get them back in this rotation, but those three have really had nice seasons, and they're 31-40 as they come back home here for two homestands with Toronto and Washington coming up. So wanted to mention that this morning. By the way, got a lot of other stuff. There was something else that happened yesterday, and I knew it was coming up. It has taken such a back seat to where it used to be as far as people paying attention, because it only comes around every 4 years. Nobody cares for the first 3 and 3.5 years. Nobody's really paying attention. And maybe it's just dying out. I don't know. It used to be – track and field used to be a much, much bigger deal, especially when it got close to the Olympics and who's going to represent you. And listen, I'll be honest. It's been a long time, Carl Lewis, long time. But when you're the fast man in the world and you're an American, you make a lot of money. Mm. You're going to make a lot of money.
Also remember a year off from when the Olympics was supposed to be, and this is the 2020 Olympics, and it's going to be in 2021. It's a little off, this whole calendar when it comes to the Olympics.
Well, look, at NBC had it, and of course, NBC had the U.S. Open yesterday, so that obviously they weren't going to put track and field on for the Olympics. But they ran the 100 finals. Like I asked you guys this morning, you're like, they did?
Right.
Not qualifying. Shocker. And by the way, it's going to go like 5 days for all the events, for everything going to the Olympics and all that stuff. But, yeah, the men and women 100-meter finals were yesterday. My favorite event. And I literally was just going through, and I went, wow, it's today. And I thought maybe it'd be in a couple of days. No, and they got out of the way. So Trayvon Bromell, Ronnie Baker, and Fred Curley. Never heard of them.
Nope. Those are not household names.
No. They're not. And the funny part is they all ran, the winner ran 9.8, and the other two guys
9.8,
ran.
9.8, jeez.
Both guys, all three of them ran in the eights. And it was like you couldn't find it. You could not find it. For talk about events that you like and you realize – they've lost it. It just seemed, you guys remember when Carl Lewis was running?
Of course.
Just as an example, we follow Carl Lewis. He was running the 100, the 200. I don't know if you remember, but he was one of the great long jumpers in the world. and the relay. So, I mean, that was really cool. Win the 100, 200, and then long jump, and then get a relay. I mean, there was a chance, and I believe he was favorite or almost favored, the favorite for all four events. That's pretty – that's Jesse Owens stuff, man. Yep. That's going old school, like all those things that made him, you know, pretty cool. Matter of fact, we saw him a couple years ago. Now the head coach at Houston for their track team, and he was in town. Of course, you can guess who he came in town to try to recruit because he doesn't come down here a lot. But it was a Sprinter American Heritage Plantation. No, just one.
Just one, right?
Just the 10 flat one.
Yeah.
So we are doing a show in Bogos, Joe, because Bo's an old guy and likes it too. He goes, look over there. I go, yeah. I go, oh, my God. That's Carl Lewis. So, dude, we can look out of place if we go over there, take a picture with him. So, dude, the guy's one of the greatest
track athletes
of all time. What do you think? A lot of people here. We're going to look stupid.
You took pictures or no?
No, I didn't do it.
Bo did?
No. But you know what? If somebody would have said, hey, you guys, big fans, come over, man. But we didn't do it.
You didn't get it.
But anyway, just think where the sport is from Carl Lewis to now where you couldn't find it. Like nobody knew. Like you can't even find it.
Joe, it's not even on the front page of ESPN.
It used to be if you were the fastest man in the – and by the way, there's a chance Rommel or one of those guys could win the gold. Good chance. I mean, you start flirting around those kind of times because you can easily dip into the sevens. And it was just – it was gone. Right. I don't know anybody
out there
that cares about, you know, fastest man in the world and who's going to represent the United States. And by the way, this is the first time people should be excited – because the greatest track athlete of all time finally retired after, like, winning 20 gold medals for Jamaica, Usain Bolt.
Right.
Has finally retired.
So you finally have a chance.
And they're all scared to death he's going to get in shape and come back one more time. But he's done. So, it really is open. Like, you had no chance to win the last 12 years.
No, come on.
You were last 12 years, you was like, you know, you got no shot. And, no, actually – Jamaicans have been dominating the sport, but it was just it was like, wow, you talk about sports that have died out, except I guess the night that they have it on TV,
right,
or the day that they have it on TV.
It's legit not even Japan on the first top 10 or 15 headlines on ESPN.com.
Zach never made it, man. Wow. Never made it to the big show yesterday, just with everything going on and playoffs and on all the other events. So anyway, We're going to go to a break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Hope everybody out there had a great Father's Day and got a couple of days off and stuff and had a chance to sit back and watch a little U.S. Open and, of course, that first NBA game one yesterday with the Suns and Clippers. And by the way, great show by Devin Booker. Devin Booker gets the MVP yesterday along with John Rahm, huh? Pretty damn good stuff they're able to do. We'll take a quick break. A lot more stuff coming up.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stay with us.
560 The Joe, WQAM, and Gun World of South Florida are saluting our military heroes. If you'd like to nominate someone you know, just log on to WQAM.com and register, and we'll read their name here on the show. Just go to WQAM.com, enter the name for an on-air salute.
Well, one thing that did happen that we didn't talk about before getting to a Game 7 yesterday and a Game 1 in the Western Conference Finals is the Brooklyn Nets got knocked out of the playoffs. By what, an inch of a foot of Kevin Durant, who had a sensational game again, by the way. He's sleeping just fine when he left. He had 48 points, and I think everybody's watched him play the last couple of games. And by the way, I guess he's going to play in the Olympics, which I'm shocked that he's going over playing the Olympics with the injuries he's had and the amount of games that he's missed. Why in the hell are you going to play in the Olympics?
Right.
Just
Represent the country. That's it.
Great. Let the young dudes play. Get yourself healthy. I love it. Like, so you go over Kevin Durant and all those older guys that go through that have been injured and banged up. I don't want to hear you bitching next year, man, that you had three less weeks or four less weeks of what's going to be a short off season since you're going to start up in September. Again, don't want to hear about it, man. I mean, it's great you're going. I know a lot of people are going to wave the flag and we're going to dominate. And you got Kevin Durant, and obviously makes a huge difference. But do you really think the Brooklyn Nets want his
no.
to play? Achilles
no.
paid him for a year.
No, all Kyrie, no Harden, no Durant. Stay off that team. Thank you. We appreciate the offer to go play for the Olympics, but we're going to go ahead and get ready for the next season coming up. So thank you very much. That's what if I'm anyone in the Nets management, I'm talking to these guys. Although if they want to play,
there's nothing they can do.
Right.
Well, you tell somebody not to represent your country. Right. You want to be that guy. Anyway,
Katie just played 53 minutes out of 53 minutes in this game, by the way, and he did it a couple times in the series. We played every minute of the game.
Wasn't the only guy.
Right.
James Harden.
I couldn't believe that.
Now I want to ask you guys. So how are we looking at James Harden? Came back. But he wasn't very good.
He was ballsy, but it was bad. He did not. I mean,
you could see on every jump shot.
He should not have been out there.
Right. On every jump shot, he was off.
Huh?
Like, I appreciate him trying to get out there, but he should not have been out there. And the way he was turning the ball over and just, I mean, it was ugly watching him play.
If you would have gotten the normal James Harden, obviously, and Kyrie, this thing, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. I'm with everybody that, I mean, that's just common sense. Three guys healthy, playing like Kevin Durant, even if one of the other two guys was up and down, they would have won this thing. But listen, this injury thing is going to be part of like the bubble was last year, whatever, and everybody's got their own opinion about the bubble and how certain teams handled it better than others. And the Heat, of course, handled it brilliantly, just fantastic. And now you look at these guys injured, which is a big story. But I want to hear about it, man. All right, you're not the only team that's banged up. We saw a lot of guys try to play through it. I respect James Harden for playing, knowing that he probably, if it was a regular season, his ass would have been sitting
out. No, he would never have been playing, right.
But the window for these teams is so small.
Correct.
And that's why it's kind of – it's interesting. Like, you look at the Heat's window. I mean, that was such a small window, and you know they were able to do it a couple times. The Warriors, their window – this is a really small window for this team. And, you know, I thought there was no shot they were going to lose that game 7 at home. And credit Milwaukee, man. I was really shocked that Milwaukee was able to go in there and win that game.
How about this? You know, it's not the first year. Kyrie and KD have been under contract now. They got the year off last year, basically. This third year coming up now that they've been together. I know they've added James Harden to his first year. But what if this group doesn't win a championship, it would be, I mean, maybe great for business with all the national games and selling jerseys.
Complete disaster.
It would be one of the biggest disasters in the history of putting big threes together. I don't want to hear people tell me how good they are together and they're the greatest offensive big three. You got to friggin' win something.
Got to get out of the second round of the playoffs.
I mean, we had people ripping the Heat that they didn't win all four of them instead of two of the four, went to the finals the other 2 years. Nobody wants to hear about it.
No.
Man. Nobody's going to want to hear about it. So it's
Katie's only got 2 years left on the deal. Like, that's the crazy part, too. There's literally this season coming up and one more. And what if there's no extension sign? He goes to another team. And he went to Brooklyn for 4 years and they did nothing. Like, it's a possibility at this point.
Well, he got an Achilles year, and for good reason, by the way. You see how good he was.
Ridiculous.
Solidified
himself as either the best or second best player in this league at this
right
point.
Up there, right up there at the top. He was just fantastic. Yeah,
They have the supporting cast there, too. I was just very surprised that with all those guys on that team, they weren't able to figure that thing out. I mean, Blake Griffin, you had him in there. I mean, there was just a whole slew of talented guys on that team. Even Joe Harris was terrible.
Yeah
he was
their shooter. Like, again, I thought
Remember
Brooklyn for
Joe
sure
Harris.
Was going to win game 7. Yeah. You get Kyrie back, and I thought Brooklyn was going to eventually win.
I did
all.
Too.
And here's your opportunity, by the way, for all those fans that say we never get the smaller market teams or it's always the, you know, the stars that advance in the playoffs and play in the finals. Well, now you got your shot with basically a whole bunch of new players and new teams.
Isn't it crazy that Milwaukee and Atlanta are going to play each other?
Never would I have guessed that.
And Atlanta right. in the Eastern Conference Finals, of all the combos you were thinking of, I wasn't thinking of that one. And even the Suns getting in.
And the Clippers with no Kawhi.
The Clippers have never even played in the Western right. Conference Finals before.
And now they don't have Kawhi. For how long? Is he going to be back in the next game?
Yeah.
Is he going to be back at all?
I don't know. They've kind of kept that injury.
Well, he's got to make sure he's 100% before he gives it a go. We don't want him playing a little bit injured or anything like that.
Oh, by the way, if he's too banged up, you don't have to worry about that. He's going to make sure he's healthy.
Yeah, he's got to get healthy for next season.
Well, listen.
So he cannot play again in the regular season.
I mean, he can play. He'll play. There you go. Now you're taking shots at him because of.
He's such a bum. I know you guys like him, but.
How can you call a guy that's one of the best players in the league?
I'd love that bum on my team.
Yeah. That bum can still come down
right
here.
Right on my
squad. All he has to do right. is go, hey, I'm going to finish this out, Pat, but I'd like to talk to you after the season. Right. And Pat will say, I'll meet you anywhere. Let me know. Right. I got the jet coming right now. Where do you want to meet? We got that team jet right out there, man, or I can take Mickey's plane. It doesn't matter.
Right.
We can meet anywhere. Yeah. It's like.
Take that bum tomorrow.
Take that all day.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we had a fun day yesterday. A lot of good stuff. Two basketball games, the golf. I just love the back nine of a golf tournament and watching not only guys make clutch putts and play the way John Rahm did to win. I mean, he flat out won that with two birdies, two ridiculous birdies on 17 and 18. Just really impressive what he did.
More fun watching a guy like that who has an unbelievable back nine or a guy that just literally falls apart.
So I like what Rahm did more. I like watching guys listen, they were all struggling, man. Nobody was struggling like DeChambeau, who shot like a 65 on the back nine. Looked like he never picked up a golf club. I mean, he was hitting chip
shots. It was bad.
He was hitting chip shots over the green and hitting people in the head. I mean, it was really bad. I mean, he just – and when he loses it, you can just tell. And he started spraying that big club. And when he did, and he got more and more trouble and couldn't get out of it, the frustration level. But there were a bunch of guys that came in, double bogey, really struggling. Now, some people do like that. First of all, I was thinking, why would any normal human being want to play this golf course? Now, I know they – make it a little easier once the members start going back out there. There's no way in hell those members, first thing they do, you're talking about a lot of money out there by that golf course overlooking the Pacific Ocean down in Southern California. First thing they do is, listen, when you guys going to cut that grass? When are you going to cut that rough back down where we can find our ball? I'll be out. Because they made that thing just ridiculous. For those guys,
just ask DeChambeau. I was.
Oh God,
it was
brutal. But there were a lot of guys struggling on that right. back nine, and John Rahm, man, John Rahm coming through, getting his first one.
Good for him.
But you could feel the pressure, man. I'll tell you one thing: you win a major, you win any of these majors, any of them, you got something. You're putting your big boy pants on. With the whole package on the back nine, and you got a lot of names and guys that have won on that leaderboard close to you, and you win a tournament, you win that tournament, you're pretty damn good. I mean, you are talking about just the friggin' pressure of pick, and you got nobody to blame. It's an individual sport. You can't blame a swing coach or a putting coach or your psychologist or stretch coach, wife. Walking around, that's on you, man. That's
can you sleep after hitting a quadruple bogey, an eight? You know, can you do that when you're in contention at the end? I mean, I just felt bad for DeChambeau. I mean, it was a great story with John Rahm, but this guy, I mean, he got eviscerated in this last nine holes.
He was leading a tournament,
right?
He got up the thing, and I'm thinking he's got these par fives. As long as he doesn't do something stupid, he's going to be in good shape. And he started spraying it, and he was spraying it around the green. The rough just chewed him up. I mean, the sand chewed him up. He was just, that was brutal. That one probably more than anybody else
That was a nightmare day for
me. Probably didn't sleep real well last night.
Nightmare.
Ustazin, too. Louis probably not feeling real good either after leading that tournament and then all of a sudden looking up and John Rahm's two strokes out in front of everybody. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. As hope everybody out there had a great Father's Day and got a couple of things. Did you get anything yesterday?
Yeah, I did get a couple of things yesterday.
Give me one thing to come.
I got a little bracelet thing with my wife's. My wife got it with my son's name on
okay.
it for us.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know if it fits me great, but
that's all right. For me, yeah. It was a thought. Woody, yeah. What'd you get, Woody?
I actually got a metal detector. I'm going to go look for treasure.
Now you're making fun of my metal detector. You're making fun.
Wow.
That was real nice. I got a hat.
Oh, really?
A hat that fits.
That's impossible.
My daughter found a hat that...
What it used to be. It used to be a tent.
She ordered it. And
what kind of hat are we talking about here? This sounds like an old man gift.
No, a white cap. Just a white cap that fits.
A white cap?
Yeah, no names, no logo, okay. Just a really nice...
Just a plain white baseball hat.
Yeah, but a stylish white one. It looks nice. And it's hard, man.
Does it look like the Cirque du Soleil tent that they had by the Hard Rock?
No, none of that. None of that stuff. None of that stuff, guys. All right.
Good for you. That was a nice gift.
Thank you, man.
Nothing on, just a plain white hat.
It was unbelievable because I can't find hats that fit.
That sounds beautiful. I'm surprised you didn't wear it in here today.
They didn't want to mess up his hair.
I didn't want to mess up the hair because I got a fresh haircut, man, yesterday.
You did. Look at you.
Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yeah, I didn't have to get all cleaned up to go to your South Florida Chevy dealers. Just go on down there and see what South Florida Chevy dealers are going to tell you is their best overall products they've ever had, man, from top to bottom, cars, trucks, and SUVs. What are you looking for? Well, if you like something really roomy and nice and big and comfortable, especially with that summer vacation coming up, boy, you really can't beat the new 2021 new look Tahoes and Suburbans. Our two big boys got a brand new look and more space. I was blown away with more space. I go, wow, you've added space onto these big boys. I go, yep. It's all about space, man. Families are growing, and we're growing with them, man, to make sure everybody's comfortable for that little 5-hour, 6-hour, 8-hour, 12-hour ride to that vacation. We want you to be comfortable. And, boy, I'll tell you what, South Florida Chevy has got a couple of hotties right now in that Tahoe and Suburban. Not just that, but how about a midsize SUV? Took the wife over there. She goes, that midsize SUV, that Traverse, is really big. And I go, it's a midsize SUV. It's actually not. It's just really roomy, spacious enough to accommodate the big family, and it doesn't compromise any of the style. It's hot right now. And our smaller SUVs, like the new Equinox, even the new Blazers are fantastic. Listen, if you're looking, no matter what size you're looking for, and space and safety features and a great look and a great price are important to you, you need to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. I didn't even mention all the Silverado trucks we have. We are loaded down with Silverado trucks. They keep bringing them in, man, to make sure you get the truck, the color, and the style you're looking for your lifestyle. And they got it for you right now. So no excuses. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.